If you were to prepare 10 drawers or 10 boxes, 10 trays, 10 bowls or 10 of some containers, and you ask yourself, what are the 10 things that brings you delight, that makes waking up something exciting to look forward to? And if that is all you can put inside the 10, and you can only put one thing in each of the 10, and you're only limited to 10, what will it be? And if you do this exercise and you find that out of the 10, you have more than 5 that is basically different forms of pursuits and pleasures pertaining to the eye, ears, nose, tongue, and the body, then you may want to ask yourself, based on what we have discussed of the sutta, is it not true that when old age, sickness and death hits us, then those components, of pleasure that arise through the senses would be stripped away from us, would be taken away from us by force? Now, the good news is, you don't really have to care about this. Now, it seems strange, like, I thought, Sifu, you're trying to convince us to do something about this. No, I'm not trying to convince you. Do not be mistaken that I'm here to convince you of anything. You know why? Because the why is more important. Why am I not trying to convince you of anything? The reason is because when old age, sickness and death comes to each and every one of us, you are the one who is facing it, not me. So if you don't want to do anything about it, that's your choice. I'm not in the position, to mandate or to police your life, to decide, no, you must do this, Stephen, you must do that. Assuming you must do this, you must not do that. No, I'm not here to do that. Not in Buddhism anyway. I don't know whether there are other schools of thought or religion where there will be someone whose duty, active duty, is to come and tell people you must do this, do that, or not do that. But not in Buddhism. In Buddhism, it's really our choice, because ultimately, hold your horses, take it easy. I know it's very exhilarating and there's a bit of disconnect because you guys have no idea what he's laughing over, but I kind of know what he's laughing over, but it's not appropriate to bring it up now. Totally not appropriate. But not in the vulgar sense, okay? And that's the reality of our life, that it doesn't matter what other people tell us. What matters is what we do at the end of the day. Because ultimately, it is we ourselves who's going to face aging, sickness and death. And some of us have already faced aging. And all of us have experienced sickness to some extent. But then we are forgetful. We are forgetful. If you are like me, whenever I fall sick, even last time as a lay person, I'll be very reflective. Even more so now. Now, even when I'm having a bit of headache, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to die. Now, even when I'm having a bit of backache or like stomach ache or some bodily discomfort, I'll be like, is this the sign that I'm going to die soon? So you know how you can appear to know the future? Like, keep on telling people you're going to die. One of these days is going to come true. And then when it comes true, I'll be known as the monk who foretold his death. So I'm going to try doing this every single week. And it's going to be on recording. And then the time when I really die, y'all can take that last video and tell people, see, I told you, he knew it was coming. But jokes aside, reality, we are the one who face it. And yet, when we fall sick, I say that I'm forgetful. Why? Because when I fall sick, I'll be all like, oh, okay. You know, when I'm well, I also do my practices. But when I'm not well, all the more I want to do practices. So. It's like the small kid, you know. When you can do it, you want to do it. When you cannot do it, you want to do it. But I like to think that that's not so bad. Because at least when I'm not feeling well, I don't start to think, "Aiya, why so suay?" Instead, I think, "Ah, this is a sign of, this is one of the messenger. Let me put in more effort to practice. Let me cherish my time." And I'll tell you, sickness. Sickness is a very powerful teacher. Some of you may have heard me say it before. You have a lot of wisdom when you're sick. Why? Because when you're sick, you don't have the energy to go and quarrel with people. Now, I know you all know that one uncle or auntie who, even when they are so sick in the bed, they still quarrel with people. But most of us are not like that. Most of us, when we are sick, then we learn how to prioritize. We don't learn. We just know how to prioritize. When you are sick and someone sends you a nasty message, and you receive a message and you see the message and you're like, okay. And to me, that's a lot of wisdom, isn't it? Unfortunately, this wisdom is usually only with us when we are sick. When we're well again, oh, which message? We forget. Yeah. So I say, make good use of sickness to begin with. Yeah. Starting from the 10 boxes, and you ask yourself, what do you want to do with that? Again, I'm not here to tell you what you should do, but if I were you, and if you were to not want to, you know, in investment, yeah, in the corporate world, investment, they say don't put all your eggs in the same basket. Yeah, it's the same concept. If you put all your happiness in one same basket, if it's basketful, there are 10 baskets, but the 10 baskets are all tied to one industry. The industry of sensual pleasure. Yeah. So although they all look different, but they're all tied to the same headquarters, you know. And as long as it's tied in that way, then you are basically hedging all your investment of your time, your life, your money, everything, you know. Think about it. All the sensual pleasures, all the pursuits we go after in our life requires, they don't come free. Yes, you have your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, but just with that, you cannot enjoy it. You need to pursue something to give it that stimulus. You have to spend your life, your time, in other words, time is your life is your time. And then you have to spend money, which is from your life also. So all in, you're spending your life to enjoy life. And yet this enjoyment, if not undertaken prudently, would lead to fear, anxiety, sorrow, anguish. So think about it. Should you hatch so many of your baskets, so many of your eggs in all these areas?